Welcome to week number three of between 8 and 12 beers with us three people.
We have a guest again this week.
Well, he said three.
Oh, sorry. I guess you're
we do have another guest. Why don't we go around the room?
Let's introduce ourselves.
Well, on the mic that doesn't really work is Scott Wolf. He's already been instructed. It's a little touchy. Don't actually talk into it too
hard.
So if anything goes wrong with the program tonight, it's
Scott's fault.
Oh, fuck. It's Roger's fault if it's anybody's fault. Yeah, there we go. We don't have a mic over the studio audience, so.
The jovial fellow, that's John Lamb.
Please.
And two, my immediate right is the...
toe-headed writer from the Fargo Forum.
It's natural.
Nothing about you is natural.
Oh, what an entertainment factual we've got for you today, ladies and gentlemen.
Break out the CDs, boys.
This is the St. Patrick's Day edition.
Correct.
So we're going to get totally drunk.
Yeah, woo! Man, like a couple Irishmen or something, you know?
Green beer. Okay, we're just going to break right into the tunes because we don't have anything else to say. So here's number three off the album.
It's Mojave 3, actually. What do you think of that? It's farmcore, sort of.
Dig it.
Let's go.
That was Mojave 3.
Okay, welcome back to hour number 2 of Between 8 and 12 Beers with Scott Wolf.
On the Day of the Irish, also known as, John?
Irish Day.
Scotch Day.
Who's wearing green?
Howard Jones here.
Wow. God, we've had so much dead air tonight.
Yeah, well.
Well.
Tonight.
It's not my fault. I'm wearing green.
I'm wearing green. I have green pants on. And Ross?
No green.
Gray doesn't count.
Gray's close enough for us.
So, let's talk about that parade last Saturday.
Hey, killer parade. I'd like to thank everybody who showed up, because I'm sure you're all listening right now.
I'd like to give a shout-out to all the Irish drunks.
I'd like to give a shout-out to all you Finnian bastards out there who threw candy right back at us.
Do we have any Ukrainians listening?
I
any Ukrainians?
So.
Do you suppose Lyman's listening?
I think Lyman is listening. Can you hear that, Lyman? Ross is grinding his teeth. So upset about that little Beatles wager. Oh, my God!
Oh, unicorns are among us!
Oh, jeez, did you hear him coming through?
I think he's been drinking whiskey since noon.
Irish whiskey and coffee.
Yeah,
well, I hear that's what the Irish drink for breakfast.
Yeah, that's what you actually feed unicorns also.
So. Oh, is that why they're a little angry?
Just a little spacey. See, I've got some Michael Flatley poetry to read a little later, but let's not hold ourselves to that right now. Here's another song, so enjoy.
It's Irish.
Interesting.
Yeah, you might remember that from the Shave Fish sessions. That was John Lennon and the Yoko Ono clan there with Luck of the
I'm
Irish.
I'm a big fan of that era. Really big fan.
Really I big know fan you
that.
Are.
That is one of my favorite eras.
Something was just
oh,
brought
shit.
To our...
Oh, shit. I didn't bring the goddamn CD.
Oh, Scott, keeping it clean for the year, are we?
Well, I apologize to all the children listening.
something was just brought to our attention, which we're a little concerned about
we're
right now.
Miffed.
A little miffed, yeah. Ross is fuming, actually.
Okay, it's called Between 8 and 12 Beers.
With an F, not a Z.
Some fucking asshole.
It should be between 8 and 12 beer.
Hey, why don't you shut up?
We are all college-educated peoples, and we knows what's going on because we all speak proper grammar.
Grammar, yeah.
But that, you know...
I mean, if you want to make fun of our show, that's one thing. But our English, get off the boat, man!
But please, leave feedback. We love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as it's good.
Wait, we don't have the phone here, so they can't call in.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Oh.
Which is an unfortunate oversight on the part of our producer.
Because, I mean, we're trying really hard to get picked up.
Well, one of them just colored his hair, so I'm sure he's really not with us, so...
Which one is that?
Dan?
Oh, I can't even see.
Did you just color your hair?
No, not like just now.
But within the last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it, what color is it?
Green.
Oh, green.
Oh,
the luck of the Irish, Irish. Yeah.
We can't tell because we're in a dungeon right now.
Speaking of dungeons, what crap are you playing next, Scott?
Oh, it's going to be really good.
Mother, tell your children not to come my way. Whoa!
I was also thinking about playing maybe some early Metallica.
Wolfie.
Kick it!
Yeah.
pretty good, wasn't it?
Hold it. Hold that note.
Oh, shit. We almost went into the next song.
Okay, welcome back to hour three of the Scott Wolf Marathon. That's Scott Wolf from Enter.
I haven't had sleep for 3 hours. I'm sorry to see shit.
Just give, please.
Or look
that
in the corner there.
Back.
What pretty bank. Unicorn in the corner over there.
Okay, then.
So we've actually, we've got a photographer here, so it's going to be
interactive.
We
should
introduce
him. His name is
Oscar Noriega.
He doesn't want to get confused with all the other Oscar Noriegas in Fargo, we understand.
I haven't confirmed this yet with our web tech guy.
Yeah.
But I believe that next week these photos will be online. You can click on your favorite between 8 and 12 beers host. And you can like get to know their, like, you know, their turn-ons, their turn-offs, you know, that kind of thing. Well, not that.
Well, no.
I want my dimensions on there.
Well, Scott's a little bit of a braggart now, isn't he?
I got a nice fucking six pack.
I read on the internet once about a guy with 6 inches of fun.
At the KUMD station up in Duluth, they had a the DJ felt that he had to explain, give a visual description of what he looked like. So he went on, he's like, well, my name is Chris. I weigh 320 pounds. I've got reddish blonde hair. It's long in the front, short in the back. I've got 9 fingers and a black eye. I wear plastic boat shoes and members only jackets.
That's funny because that describes all three of us.
Oh! Where is that bongo when we need it? There we go.
Great.
Space Age Bongo. That should be the name of the show, actually.
Space Age Bongo. Yeah, we'd get a lot
but
of listeners.
We'd have to make
that
sure
name.
That Space Age was hyphenated.
Yeah, okay, so if you...
Wow, these pictures
if, like,
are really freaking me out
air, just convince yourself that we're posing for these photos right
yeah.
now. And when you see them next week online, it'll really be worth it.
I need my key light. There's a little... Thank you.
God, Roger loves that.
Also, next week, we'll also be posting favorite recipes.
Mine is going to be on rice.
And favorite sexual positions.
What's your favorite sexual position, Ross?
I forgot.
Tune in next week and find out.
Yeah, let me think about it.
There's a tagline. Oh.
Okay, this song rocks. The hymn for the alcohol. There
Stop
we go.
Stop me on the road. Because it makes me numb. Stop me on the whiskey. I know whiskey is his drink. You never drank it with me, but now you drink it with him. I'm not good enough for whiskey, not good enough for you. Let's stop drinking wine. We used to all the time. We used to go to our house, but then you went to his bed. The wine stained your lips red. Then tonight you might forget. You might not go home to him. You might stay here with me. It is just wishful thinking that all this hard drinking might lure you back. Since you left, we must be truly blessed. Thank you. no whiskey is his thing. You never drank it with me, but now you drink it with him. I'm not good enough for whiskey, not good enough.
Hey, that was a beautiful song by Hefner.
Yeah, it was pretty beautiful.
Don't start me on the wrong.
It only makes me want to drink that much more.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I thought about my favorite sexual position.
Okay.
On top of the refrigerator. What do you think of that?
On top of the refrigerator.
Yeah.
It's with your butt hanging over the freezer?
Well...
Somebody's getting drunken with the power of a Casio.
It's John's going to play the next song, and I think I've got a request from John.
Yeah, we do have a request. But we don't need to move right into the material right now. We've just been informed of another late-breaking piece of news.
We've been picked up or something.
By a radio station in California where it's actually noon right now. So, hey, you Californian rockers.
I bet they're all eating tofu.
Are we playing the hit from this, by the way?
We are playing the hit from the next album.
Okay, that's track number 9.
It's going off for Halle Berry and all the hot chicks in Hollywood.
Who? Shit, they're going to start listening to this show.
Yeah, it'll be like the celebrity radio station.
Yeah, like you get a hit and run and then you listen to the station. That's going to be awesome.
You're in your car. You might as well do something.
That's the way they are in California. No morals. No morals.
They forgot about our Lord Savior Jesus in California. Wow.
It's uncanny how well I play that, isn't it?
Lamb is now on the sound effects and
the show.
He's
has
behind
gone
the drum set
into the drink.
Apparently this is some sort of record. I finished a bottle of Boone's already and I'm on the beer.
Yeah, next week we'll have what we drink online. We'll have some other crucial material. Also feel free to write in, phone in, call in. Or just never listen again. And tell us what you want to know.
We take requests.
We do take requests.
Really obscure ones.
Or real common ones. No, we were
actually
thinking more like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Or, you know, the Guess Who.
Or something like this.
Man, I can't fucking believe this. The same shit happened to the same guy twice.
Thank you. in like a turbo booster. You won't love and you don't have to ask when. Your man's a headache, I'll be your aspirin. All confusion, you know I'll solve them.
I got a man.
You got a what? How long you had that problem? What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that.
I got a man.
Hey, yo, baby, shut up and down, no preservatives and additives. I told you I'd treat you right.
So, Lamb, you got a what?
I got a man.
All right.
Woo!
Explain.
That was positive K.
With I got a man.
You got a what?
Is that a unicorn I just heard?
Corbett Canyon, 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 Canyon.
Happy St. Patrick's
Day. We've got a leprechaun in here now, I think.
God, they're cute, aren't they? They got a mouth, though, boy.
Cute little bastards.
I don't have any of the right CDs in here today. God damn it.
Let that be a lesson to all you.
Jesus.
Trying to run your own radio show.
God. God.
Be prepared.
All I got is emo.
Yeah. I think Scott has been doing too much sleep spray.
Well, it's too much coke, I think. Coke with downers and stuff. Cocoa Puffs, you ever heard of those?
No.
Coke with pot. It's a lot of fun.
Scott's been hanging out at Funk Lord's Gallery. He's got a new show there. It's all...
got my current artwork up there.
It's macaroni art. Scott, why don't you explain some of your pieces there?
Well, it's mainly macaroni. I mean, I don't like to be pushed into genres, so it's macaroni and toothpick art. It's I've infused it too. It's mixed media, so you know, come check it out.
I know you do seem really proud of it.
Well, I can't get over it. I mean, there's finally a place that appreciates my talent and wants to show it.
Now, the beauty of that, from what I understand, is that you actually don't make a profit off this. The stuff that you do sell, you exchange it for lava lamps?
Well, lava lamps, tie-dye blankets.
Tapestries.
Tapestries.
Incense.
Black lights.
Patchouli.
Yeah, that's what I'm mainly into.
Ooh, a boo from the gallery.
I'm getting into sandalwood, though. That's a nice scent, too.
Sandalwood?
Sandalwood.
Oh, sandalwood.
Oh, you've never heard of it. Imported from Europe.
It sounds like something somebody named Dylan would wear.
Dylan?
Or Dakota, for that matter.
Dakota with a D-A-C-H or T-A-H?
A-H, you know, yes. Between one of these last songs, we were chatting about this, how we've become, in 3 weeks, become so used to speaking into a mic, we can't talk unless there's a mic in front of our face.
That's right, Rob.
Keep me out of that conversation. I'm not part of that. I talk like a normal human being still.
Just exhale into the mic.
Yeah.
I'd just like to give a shout-out to my little friend Hannah, if she's listening.
Hey, Hannah.
You just hold on. Your song's coming, baby.
Wow.
How old is Hannah?
That almost sounded professional.
Hannah is 16. She's waiting for a lung transplant. She's the littlest hero who's listening tonight.
Is she in the room?
No, she's in Omaha.
Oh,
maybe man. She is.
There's that unicorn I told you about. Your song's coming up next, baby. Not after this.
Is this Tom Petty?
I'm the same. Now the world will not kick here, though. And oh my God, it's so damn more. I don't really feel anything. I'm the same. I can see the kind of lights we love. And oh my God, it looks so alone. I don't really feel anything. Oh my God, I got to move on.
You ain't a lamb, and the plants and the animals, they are lambs, and the plants and the animals.
What was that, Scott?
Modest Mouse.
What kind of music would you say that is?
I don't know. They get put into the emo category a lot, but I wouldn't consider it emo. What a boring conversation. This is
no kidding. So, speaking of...
Maybe if Ross would do an article on it and inform some people, then maybe we could all have a intellectual discourse about such topics.
Perhaps.
You know,
perhaps.
Tuesday night, I visited the competition. There's some other Coach and Six show. I think it's called Pile of Crap or something.
I thought you were going to say competition like Fox 107.
No, I'm just kidding. Actually, they made us look like dumb fools, like dumb drunken fools.
Made us look like.
They had like a musical guest, and they were talking about being straight edge and
We could
I might have been drinking. I don't know. They were talking about something.
And apparently Ben is from Mott.
That's a band. That's this next band, actually.
Ben is from Mott, yeah.
Ben is from Mott, and they're playing song number three.
Yeah, song number three, this is going to be.
Ben is from Mott EP.
This is for my friend Hannah, who
Hannah?
Is, she's a victim. She's struggling.
Hannah, I love you.
Transplant.
Hey, take care, Hannah. This one's for you, eh? Peace out, dude.
Yeah, so yeah, I feel kind of bad now because I was just totally pulling the talent trip. I was like, yeah, great, whatever you're saying, just I need a beer.
Song's over. Could you, like, hurry this time?
Yeah. You know, Ra, bitch needs a drink.
Oh,
yeah, I am the one that is has the complete control of this goddamn conversation, ladies and gentlemen. So
let's start some Recaster bashing, then.
Yeah, let's talk about
Recaster. So, how many guys from Recaster does it take to screw the light bulb?
Two.
Zero. There aren't any members of Recaster anymore. Get that bongo going. There we go.
Oh, that was just sad, wasn't it?
Switch it to bongo. I think I liked it better when our producer was doing the bongo, but apparently...
oh, Jesus Christ.
This is pretty bad.
It's falling apart.
It's falling apart.
Falling apart, we've got 28 minutes left. So let's bash Recaster more here.
So...
I think that guy in Recaster with the nose, he's really talented. And he's got the you know, the rock star attitude.
And he's so intelligent, too. That's what I like about him. Hey, you're not on a microphone over there, so if we stop and you start talking, then it sounds like it's just complete dead air here. You know what I'm saying? And that makes us look bad.
Okay, right now we've got a producer who's, like, slumping against the wall, a photographer who's slumping over a tripod, and he hasn't even had anything to drink, and another producer who's being louder than anybody else on the air. Three.
Well, the thing about Recaster, anyway,
yeah,
is that what was the bassist's name was Darren?
Daryl, whatever.
Darren, Daryl.
Daryl.
He did move to Chicago, no. And then last time I saw, he's not wearing the makeup anymore.
He doesn't look like Keith Flint.
He's really fallen off the wagon, fellas.
Last time I saw him, he was wearing a Zubas.
Was he?
He's now playing bass in a Boston cover band.
Well, I heard he was actually in the Shuffle Cats.
Oh, I don't think he's. He needs.
I thought he was in Jackknife and the Sharps now. Playing bongos.
Well, so you mean he switched from heroin to crank?
Crank. You know, we have an argument,
like,
in the audience
jabbering
right now.
And they're jabbering, and you know what? The talent's talking.
The professionalism of this studio is really...
We're in the booth.
Oh, yeah. They'll
That's what we
mic.
Need. More
That'll
confusion.
That'll be great, yeah. Three people just isn't enough.
Yeah. Well, here's another song until then.
Yeah, so, Lamb, what was that song?
And we're back. That was If I Should Fall from Grace with God from by the Pogues from the album Straight to Hell.
If you listen really closely to the background there, you can hear T-Bone Hastings playing his harmonica.
No, T-Bone, on that recording.
No,
yeah,
in that recording.
He was going to play it tonight, but...
He got around a lot, and that's why he's not here right now. He, like us, is in Hazleton.
He's recording with John Tesh again.
He's in the pokey.
In the pokey, I guess. I'm really not sure what the pokey means, but...
In the pokey and okey.
It's
a who's gal.
He's actually experimenting with man-on-man sex.
Wait a second.
Oh, dead air.
Hey, T-Bone...
All right, if you don't have a mic, you're not allowed to talk anymore. And
we apologize for all that dead air.
We've got some technical innovations to report. Starting now, if you want to hear this shit, you have to tune in live on Friday nights, and then it'll be, well, you can listen to it anyway. It'll be on demand. Listen to it whenever you want. All of them. You can listen to all the old episodes. Listen to how drunk we were that night. You can compare drunkness. It'll be good. And
now, ladies and gentlemen,
and we're also going to have a heckler mic next week.
I don't think that's going to happen. No heckler mic next week. But what we do have for you is some good old getaway music.
Kick it!
And our technicians, as usual, are fucking around. Welcome back.
You call that chase music? Who are you running from?
I have picked the wrong goddamn song. I'm having horrible luck with my CDs tonight. And
our photog is playing with the flaming dildo.
Not Rafa's.
Wah, 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 wah.
Wow. Finally, you know.
I have a gift.
Track 3 there, Scott.
Obviously not in piano track playing, three. Though.
No, not really.
I think Scott's too drunk to take direction from the talent.
Well,
track 3. So, Scott,
one more outburst like that, Ross, and I'll have your hide.
Will I be fired? He's the Norm MacDonald of this show. Too many jokes about Recaster. He's out.
Three is the track number.
Yeah. So we were talking about someone else in town. We were doing some other sort of...
Well, there's the Bishop Ryan Catholic girls that are congregated at the Fargo Dome tonight, which I was really sorry to miss. checked them out last night. They were wearing togas.
Explain.
You know, when high school girls, it's before their butts start growing, and
Scott Wolf on Britney Spears.
Well, her day is done. She's going to be in porno movies in a year.
Oh, you trust me. She's
Christina
fucking,
Aguilera.
She's in Playboy in like a year.
You think?
9 months.
She's a Christian, though. She loves Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Who doesn't? Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The Jews.
Oh, yeah. Like her. I heard he's one of those
the
Jews.
The Irish Jews, they don't like that either.
So as an Irishman, how do you feel about today, Lamb?
Don't forget me, I'm 1/16th Irish.
Let's not overshadow the small people in the world.
Do you feel the luck of the Irish? I can't.
No, you can't, and you should.
Lucky charms.
Yeah,
oh,
lucky
God,
today,
I'm sorry out there, everybody out there.
We're here to offend all the Irish people.
Hey, if Lyman's listening to this at his Irish party in his basement, this next song's for you.
And I just want to tell Lyman I'm so much smarter about the Beatles than you. Mull of fucking Kintyre. Let me just tell you right now. That was Scott.
Hey, everybody, why don't you join us in a toast? Well, here, toast St. Patrick's Day. Oscar, Roger, everybody, let's put up a beer and toast.
Woo!
Well, just another reason to drink. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, or literally, Scott, your microphone fell out.
And speaking of birthdays, it's Scott's birthday on Monday, I believe.
Yeah, but it's also...
I think he's going to turn 18.
Maggie Beth Elizabeth, or Liska.
Aliska.
Kirk Liska's daughter was born this morning at 12:59.
Fucking fabulous.
I'm back, everybody. I'm
great.
Back.
It's a beautiful thing. We're all very happy for him. And she was outfitted immediately with a red zip-up sweatshirt with a hood. And we're all really happy.
I would also
that.
Like to take this time to thank St. Patrick for casting out the demons from Ireland.
Just the snake. Just the snake.
The demons.
Get this story right.
And then he, well, an unfortunate,
court took
an
care of the
unfortunate
rest.
Side effect of that was that all the unicorns were forced off at the same time. Oh, my God, the unicorn has just broken a window.
What is our producer's wife going to think? I told you once, I told you 300 times.
Oh, God, what happened?
Those fucking unicorns out of the basement.
Oh, Lord, I think
it's time
for a song.
Yeah.
Kick it!
Yeah.
goes out to my friend Huey, by the way. It's called Free Huey.
Apparently it has a very abrupt ending.
This song is longer than the potato famine.
Oh.
Ooh, a cheap Irish joke. Boo. I'm getting booed by a Latin American.
Back to the Catholic high school girls. This one's going out to all those hot
bitches.
What is this?
Where do you want?
When
five.
We were kings.
Five. Yeah, that's right,
exactly.
Roger.
You know, I was
self-actualization there.
So, Lam, I was talking to Scott here during the song, and I actually am Irish. When we came over on the boat, it was Ross O'Reilly.
What was that boat ride like, Ross?
I can't think of anything right now. Anyway, so they dropped the O there. He stepped away.
Well, there's a ship, but does that bring back any memories?
I think I need a beer, actually.
That's the Irish blood is showing through.
I'm ready for a bud, actually. Yeah.
Woo! Which is the traditional drink of young Dubliners. So,
now, class, who was voted to be the best steak and ribs place in the Fargo Moorhead area?
What are you, Smokey? Play some fucking music.
Okay.
Here's a traditional Irish jig.
We'll be right back.
Hey, baby.
All right.
We're talking about where we're going to go. If you're listening live, we're going to be at Duffy's. I'm the sexy guy with the toe head, apparently.
And we're getting drunk tonight.
And the Irish hat he's going to have on, too.
Getting drunk.
Oh, a little shillelagh.
I don't even know what that means. Ooh, there goes your CD.
I say that a lot. Dead air.
Dead air.
Dead air.
I love dead air because that gives me time to think about those Catholic schoolgirls again.
Sorry, I'm trying to hit you.
Well, isn't dead air, that sounds like a bad Nicole Kidman action-adventure movie.
Hey, there's your screenplay you can write.
I've got plenty of screenplays. You guys just never want to do skits on this show.
All right, let's do our first skit. Hey, John, why is your pants hanging down?
Dead
fucking air.
I didn't read that.
Are you ready for the next one? No. Hey, John!
I read up.
Why is your shirt hanging by the tatters? What happened? Was it a bad bus ride or what?
What the hell does that mean?
Is it because you're Irish?
I read off cue cards, and there's really no cue cards.
Oh, I guess I'm just improvising freeform jazz type thing.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know you were an actor like Woody Harrelson.
That's what I am.
I've got a punchline.
Do you have a joke?
Well, I've got the punchline. Aaron Gobrales.
Oh!
Thank you. Oh, shit, I think that means we have 5 minutes left to this show.
Aaron Gobrakovich.
Well, we got...
I'd just like to give a shout-out, actually.
Oh, dude.
Ryan... Help me out here. This is a basketball player, Ryan Pankratz or something.
Okay.
He's like 6'8", all muscle.
He's like
a high school kid.
That sounds like T-Bone.
He sounds like a teamster.
I'd like to give a shout out to him.
Okay, thank you, baby. Thank you.
Transitioner
on the drums.
I just threw my drumsticks out at the crowd. Looks like the show's over.
The show's
folks.
Shut, man. It's
one minute left. So here we go. We'll play this last song. God bless everybody.
Come back next week. It's gonna get better, I swear.
Danny boy.
Playing music.
Yeah,
is any music
play that
playing?
Shit, man. Go.
What's going on? We got a fucking bomb going
on.
From glen to glen and down the mountainside, the summer's gone and all the leaves are falling. 'Tis you must go, 'tis you must go, and I must die.